Welcome to the 10 Question Pop Quiz for Ksubas Daf Pei Vav. Number 1. Which step do you when the one who says or writes to his wife, Din Udvarim Ainli Benachasayach, can still eat the produce and inherits the property if she dies? That's on Daf Pei Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which step do you when that the Yavam is considered the Yavam's wife in that he divorces her with a get and he can remarry her? That's on Daf Pei Beis. Good. Number 3. Which of the one that if a creditor sells a loan document to another and afterwards he forgives the debt is forgiven and the purchaser cannot collect it? That's on Daf Pei Vav. Good. Number 4. Which Daf do we have a case where the shulich paid a debt but was not given the shtar because the debtor owed a side debt? That's on Daf Pei Hei. Good. Number 5. Which of the one, what if a debtor does not want to pay a coin to a papa who holds Prius Balchov mitzvah? That's on Daf Pei Vav. Good. Number 6. Which step do you mean that if the wife seized possessions of the deceased husband's property and there was a surplus, their surplus is given to the Baal Chov? That's on Daf Pei Dalet. Good. Number 7. Which step do you mean that we listen to someone who says, Yivshi b'takana sochamim, I do not want to avail myself of the chamim's takana that was made for his benefit? That's on Daf Pei Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which stuff be the case of a dying man who bequeathed all his property to a tuvia without specifying which tuvia? That's on Daf Pei Hei. Good. Number 9. Which stuff be when one sets of his wife as a chenvanis, or he appointed her as an apotropia, Rabbi Yehazar holds he can impose an oath even on her spindle or dough? That's on Daf Pei Vav. Good. And number 10, which step do you discuss why the Mishnah listed both the deposit and a loan in the hands of another that are being contested by a wife, a Baal Chov, and the Yorshin? That's on Daf Pei Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.